This is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
And as I mentioned before, we're joined by Chris Field. He's the WA Ombudsman and joins us for the first time in 2015. Really good to have you back with us too, Chris.
Yeah, just delighted to be here, Chris.
Yeah, good Christmas and New Year and all that sort of stuff.
Had an absolutely lovely Christmas and New Year, and I hope all your listeners did as well.
Now, did you make a New Year's resolution at the WA Ombudsman's office in relation to something that perhaps you think you ought to do better in 2015, or you think you're motoring along pretty nicely?
Oh, well, look, I've made it a personal habit not to make New Year's resolutions for
sensible
a whole
man.
Raft of reasons.
You've gone up in my estimations already.
In relation to our office, look, we have an aspiration at the start of every year that whilst we are, we believe we're providing a good service to the Western Australian Parliament and the Western Australian people,
yep.
We always think we can do better, and so we have a plan every year to try to incrementally improve.
Now, if you have some issue with a government department, or you think that you might have an issue, because sometimes you may not necessarily have an issue, but you might think you have an issue, or you might have been dealing with a department and feel just a little bit frustrated, good opportunity now. Jump on the phone, 9221882, and have a chat to Chris Field, the WA Ombudsman, because if, for example, you're in a situation where you felt, well, okay, we can't resolve this problem, you would logically go to the WA Ombudsman's office, and it would be Chris and his staff who would ultimately deal with your complaint anyway. And sometimes half the battle is getting somebody to understand your point, but also getting them to understand yours. And how often, Chris, do you see that, where you're able to resolve a problem simply because the respective government department and the individual concerned had not communicated well?
Well, communication is certainly an issue that's raised in complaints, and it's now a noted feature, I think, of Ombudsman offices around the world, certainly in my office's case, that at a really early stage in disputes that citizens have with government departments, that we can get those two departments, the department and the citizen, talking. That communication is there, and that communication can often resolve a matter in a very effective way, in a very early way, and that's good for everyone.
What, generally speaking, are the most common complaints that are made?
Oh, we certainly get complaints about a range of the major government departments, as you know, to local governments and universities, but the major government departments are a large part of the complaints that we get, and that's for obvious reasons. They have the most number of citizens using their services. What are the sort of things that people complain about? Oh, well, it may be that they feel they are owed some form of compensation, an apology. They want something done, something not done. They're the sorts of things that people will come and ask about.
What's the extent of your scope? Let's say, for example, somebody believes that they should have been compensated for something. Are you able to make, or if it came to the point where you ultimately had to adjudicate on that dispute, would you be able to say, you know something, I believe that you should be paying this person compensation because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, or you did, or you went about it in such a way that you generated unnecessary expense for them, or something of that nature?
Yeah, we absolutely could. So we have a wide range of remedies that we can make in relation to the Ombudsman's office. Remember, they're recommendations to government departments. In my role as Energy and Water Ombudsman, I can make determinations, but as Western Australian Parliamentary Ombudsman, they're recommendations. But 100% of our recommendations have been accepted in the last 8 years.
What would be the scenario in, because if you're saying 100% of your recommendations have been accepted, that means that they're not inclined to disagree with you. What would be the case if they did disagree with you, and if you dug your heels in and went, no, we made this recommendation, because I believe we're absolutely correct in the recommendation? Do you have authority, say, to go to a minister, the responsible minister, and say, I know this government department has rejected our recommendation, but this is why our recommendation is correct, these are the reasons, and you drop all the information in front of them? Can the minister then make a determination, go back to that department and say, the WA Ombudsman said X, Y and Z, will make it happen?
Yeah, well, certainly, as I say, in relation to a recommendation not being accepted by a department, that hasn't yet occurred in my time, but it's generally speaking for Ombudsman not a typical thing. Mostly Ombudsman's recommendations are accepted. When a recommendation is not accepted, if that was to occur, our legislation provides a clear pathway in relation to that. So recommendations, once they're made, are made to the CEO, the head of a government department, local government as the case may be, and also given to, as the case may be, the minister as well.
Gotcha.
As I say, if one wasn't accepted, there are procedures under the legislation to escalate that matter, and that includes ultimately tabling that matter in the Western Australian Parliament. Mm. Remember, the Ombudsman is an officer of the Parliament. Ultimately, yes. I report to and account to the Western Australian Parliament.
Western Australian Parliament. All right, 9221882. Let's take some calls. Richard.
Hello.
Good day, Richard.
How are you going there?
Chris is listening to you.
Thanks very much. Look, I've just got a bit of a query, please, with the Water Authority. I have to have my meter raised up in the garden bed, and I've paid the money up front. Is that the way the government usually operates like that, or you pay for it when the job's done?
So is this something that you've discussed with the Water Authority?
Well, I rang them up. I spoke to some lady. She said, you have to pay up front. And I thought, okay, that's fair enough. And I filled out a form that they sent out. Then I rang up a week or so later to query it, you know, when's it going to be done? She said, oh, that form's obsolete. We'll have to send you another form out. But on the previous form, I gave the visa number and all that so they could withdraw the money out.
So is there Richard, thanks for your call. I mean, it's important for people, for you know, Chris, your listeners to be aware that in addition to my role, I think as we've discussed before, as the Western Australian Ombudsman, I'm also the Energy and Water Ombudsman of Western Australia, and we can certainly take and resolve, investigate complaints in relation to energy and water providers in the state.
So that means electricity providers and, of course, obviously the Water Corp.
Absolutely, and other water authorities as well, so who are members of the Energy and Water Ombudsman scheme. Look, Richard, in relation to particular circumstances of those matters, they may potentially vary depending on the particular circumstances of your case. Usually what we would be saying to you is this: if there's a current concern that you have, a matter that you believe that you're dissatisfied about that hasn't yet been able to be resolved with the relevant water authority, and that is you've taken it to them, said, look, this is something I'm not satisfied about in your particular case, the particular circumstances, give them that chance to resolve it, give them the chance to make you satisfied about the concern that you're raising. But if you're still not satisfied at the end, then you are absolutely welcome to approach my office. And as I say, in your particular case, and certainly if you were to leave your details off air with Chris's producer, I won't call him Grumpy because he's a delightful man. I'm sure that's an ironic title.
No. He wears Grumpy as a mantle of pride.
Oh, well, no, he told
me
that.
He insists on being called Grumpy.
Told me that on the lift on the way up. So I'm going to say if you want to leave your details with him, my office in the next 24 hours will be delighted to contact you back and just talk you through that issue to make sure that it's working effectively for you.
Good stuff, Richard. We'll pass you back to Grumpy now. 9221882. This is Chris Field, by the way. Chris is the WA Ombudsman, so if you'd like to have a chat to Chris, maybe there is some issue, potential issue that you have with a government department or a water authority or electricity supplier, whatever the case may be. I'll tell you something, and I'll talk to you about it the other side of the break, but I'll tell you something that really annoys me. And I've got to say, electricity is very, very bad for doing this, and we will discuss it in a moment. Estimating accounts.
Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and if you've got someone special to share quality time with, share some of your time with us, and you could be romancing thanks to Perth Tonight and the Seabel East Perth.
The Chris will be getting romantic, and each night this week we've got a beautiful overnight stay at the Seabel East Perth, overlooking Claysbrook Cove with breakfast, champagne and chocolates on arrival.
It's the Valentine's quiz you'll love to win. Perth Tonight, weeknights from 8 with Chris Ilsley, 882 6PR.
For great value, $15 tradies and ladies lunch in the sports bar, 11 till 4 weekdays.
The first juicy bite on Wednesday's $15 steak night.
The best value Palmer and pot every Thursday, just $15 in the sports bar.
The girls getting together for karaoke on a Saturday night.
The Odin.
Open 7 days for breakfast, lunch and dinner. There's always something happening at the Odin, Erindale Road, Valcatta. Book your function now. See odintavern.com.au.
Purchasing a new home, planning a retirement, need insurance. These are all big decisions you can make with the help of our Diversify Finance Brokers. With highly trained, award-winning finance specialists, Diversify is dedicated to getting the best results for you for the long term. For all your questions answered, book your obligation-free consultation now. Diversify, not just finance. Experience the difference. Google Diversify with an I instead of Y. ACL 364403.
To be the best, you have to train with the best. Aveling, one of Australia's leading training providers, right here in Perth.
In the event of a fire, every second counts. Do you know there are different types of fires and different types of extinguishers? Do you know how to operate the fire extinguisher at your home or workplace? Don't wait for an emergency to find out. Enroll now for Aveling's fire training course.
Aveling. For the very best training courses, see aveling.com.au.
I am the one who will find the preventions, diagnoses,
and treatments to cancer. I am the one who will ultimately find the cures.
I'm your sister,
your neighbour,
your bus driver,
your primary school teacher.
I'm the one who will protect generations to come.
Join the one who will end cancer.
Support the Australian Cancer Research Foundation
at theone.cancerresearch.
Experts who know, get their roses to grow by spreading Nutrog all around.
Vivian Etta, President of the Rose Society of Western Australia.
To improve quality, flowering and disease resistance, we recommend Sudden Impact for Roses. It's all you'll need, and it's ideal for your other flowering and fruiting plants as well.
For more information, visit Nutrog.com.
Just spread Nutrog all around.
On 882 6PR, this is Perth Tonight with Chris Ilsley.
Joined by Chris Field, the WA Ombudsman. Got a question for the WA Ombudsman, or got a query about a government department? You think their actions are not state government department, of course, and the Water Authority, or anything related to water, and the electricity authorities, because we have multiple of them nowadays, and anything related to those. And you also deal with police matters, I believe.
We absolutely do. So police are one of the agencies, authorities within our jurisdiction, although principally importantly for your listeners, the majority of complaints about police are dealt with by our Corruption and Crime Commission.
Yeah, although there are some issues surrounding that which I certainly don't expect you to comment on. Question I wanted you to ask, answer if you wouldn't mind, how is it that people find themselves receiving electricity bills particularly, they're very bad at doing this, which have been estimated? And I'll give you an example. I knew of a case where a fellow received an electricity bill that was estimated. And the reason they decided to estimate it was they decided to compare the consumption with the previous year and said the consumption is down. And so somebody somewhere decided to make an arbitrary decision that obviously this much lower reading was clearly wrong. And so they decided to estimate the account higher. This person was livid, and with good reason. He'd been away, been on holidays overseas for 3 months, been nobody home. So, of course, the power consumption had dropped dramatically. I find it really hard to get my head around the concept that they can just decide to estimate a power bill. I mean, you couldn't pull into the petrol station and have the service station say, oh, I think you might have had about 35 litres.
Well, I mean, it's important for listeners to know that if you have a bill which is estimated, and for whatever reason you think it's not accurate to your usage during that relevant billing period, and there might be all sorts of ways that you might form a view about that, including referencing to past billing periods, mm-hmm. and your own understanding of your own usage, then the very first thing you should do is to contact the electricity company and raise that with them and say, look, I'm concerned about this, and I think most listeners would find under most circumstances that there would be a resolution that could be provided to people under those circumstances. It's also important to know that if there isn't a resolution provided to the satisfaction of the person contacting them, that they certainly can come to my office and we can then look to resolve that matter, and if necessary investigate it and resolve it after that investigation. There may be reasons for estimates, indeed, perfectly potentially good reasons.
Why are they allowed to do it, though?
Oh, they may.
They shouldn't be allowed. No one else, Chris, can do it. Why do we even have legislation that allows them to do it?
Well, there'd be circumstances where, for example, companies may not be able to get access to a meter and therefore not be able to undertake.
Isn't it part of the regulation that they have to have access to a meter?
Well, certainly there is some regulation around the estimation of bills, and some, as I say, regulations in relation to the timeliness of those issues, and they're all matters that are taken into account or need to be taken into account by the companies, and matters that would be taken into account in relation to my office. So I think there are circumstances where estimation would be appropriate, but there are protections around it.
Are some people who have had their accounts estimated when normally they don't. You know what I mean? Like, there is no logical reason. Those things that you've talked about haven't come into play. And you could almost be forgiven for thinking that meter readers haven't bothered.
Well, certainly under the circumstances where a person is concerned about estimation, what we would always encourage them to do is contact the electricity provider and say, look, I'm concerned about this, and let them talk them through that issue. There may be a perfectly good explanation, one that's absolutely consistent with the policies and regulations in the area, but it also may be that there's been some form of error. That happens, and they can remedy that. All that might be required is an explanation. There may be some mistake as well, and if there is, they can resolve that. And if it isn't resolved at that stage, and I suspect the vast majority would be resolved at that stage, then of course a complainant can come to our office and we will assist to resolve the issue.
I must say, in the main, I have a lot of trouble coming to grips with the concept that a person then has to go out of their way to say, well, hang on a second, you haven't actually read this meter. You've come to the conclusion that this is my power consumption, and now I have to prove to you that it wasn't my power consumption. And I mean, I understand yourself that you're only working with the legislation that you've been given. I appreciate that. But I find myself wondering whether that legislation should be in play in the first place. Because I don't know about you, but I find it, I'm more or less affronted by the concept of somebody having to go and prove that they didn't do something when somebody just simply said, well, we think this is what you did. They haven't actually, even though they've got the ability and the instrumentation to be able to go and verify it, they don't do it.
Well, as I say, I think you're absolutely right in relation to the broader questions. They're not ones for me. I think there are some public policy reasons for estimations. The important thing is this: are there consumer protections in place? Is there a level of regulation? Is there a capacity to go to your provider? Is there a capacity to come to an independent umpire in my office? And those things certainly do exist, and I think they're important matters.
Beautiful. At 922 11882 is the telephone number. G'day, Henry.
Good evening. Yes, my query is here. I've just got my Alinta Energy gas bill, and it's got all these little levies and gas usage charges, etc. One that puzzles me is I've got a network pass through charge, $1.98 per day for 64 days. Can you please tell me what that's all about?
What's it called again, Henry?
Network pass through charge.
Network pass through charge.
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
Thanks for your call, Henry. Electricity, gas, and water providers.